I got a few things off the head, yeah.
And what did you have?
Scooters, balls,
scooters,
toys,
thrown at
dolls,
you.
Everything.
And were they like having a tantrum or what?
Ah, yeah, tantrums, playing, doing what they do best.
They do lash out. They're only tiny. They don't know what they're doing. You're instructing them as their parent, as their guardian, to make sure that they're not doing anything. But you know, these things happen. They're accidents. They're accidental. It's not meant in any badness. It's not meaning that the child is any way tormented or anything. It's just that they're little and tiny.
My baby, he's 6 months. He's teething, and if you put your finger in his mouth, he'll bite it off.
Of course he will. Yeah, it's a silly thing to do, to put your finger in. I mean, my child, you were worried that he was going to bite when he was going to crash in play school, so you had to try and make sure that they didn't. I remember putting a little bit of mustard on something, and so he didn't go again. He didn't go to bite again because the mustard had scared him off.
So you put the mustard on his finger, or where did you put it?
To be honest, I put it on the couch because he was kind of going to bite things.
He was kind of gnawing the couch.
Yeah, so I put it on there. My husband didn't think much of me at the time.
And he must have had a fright eating the mustard. Did he scream?
Yeah, he did, but he didn't scream. But he reacted and went, what's going on here? He never went to bite anything again.
So
it worked. Yeah, mean mother that I am, but yeah, it worked.
So mustard is the trick. This stops the children.
Stop the teething. You can't have them going to crash and think they're going to bite somebody. You couldn't go in and collect them then.
And did he bite the other children?
No, but I just was worried that he had potential to. I didn't want to be that mum, absolutely.
So I remember being bitten in school. I think I was in junior infants. And basically this other boy came along. He kind of rugby tackled me in the playground and then bit me. And I kept trying to show the teacher that I was bitten. And she made out that I was also responsible. And she said, if you're going to behave like cats and dogs, I'll treat you like one. But then she saw the cut. So some kids do bite in the playground.
Oh, they do. I suppose maybe they haven't been exposed to other groups of children before they get
and
to the play
savages,
school.
And so
they're, no, of course they're not savages. They just don't know the rights and wrongs at that age. They're only little people.
And can you understand Andy Murray, a champion tennis player, getting a bleeding nose from his own baby?
We're all human. He's only a dad as well, like all the rest of them.
And Storm Keating in Singapore getting a fork in her head.
Why did you give the child a fork? Like, they're only little.
So they're going to, like, fork you with a fork, aren't they?
They're not going to fork you, but I mean, jeepers. She's just unlucky. Unlucky. Accidents happen. God love her.
And did you ever lash out at your parents?
Not that I recall. Not that I recall.
Your child threw something at
you
once.
Yeah, he did, yeah. Actually, he definitely think about it, did, yeah.
What
was a plastic cup, he was drinking water, he threw it at me. Yeah, so he did, yeah.
And was it sore?
Well, yeah. Definitely think about it, was
so
sore, yeah.
Got to really keep an eye out, don't you?
Don't you, honestly, yeah. Yeah, no, it was never to think about it. I forgot about that. Yeah, right in the head.
Right in the head?
Yeah, right
like
in the head.
Like a big plastic beaker?
A big plastic beaker, straight into the head.
And did you get a mark?
I did. Still there, I think.
You still have to
20 odd years later.
So you really have to be careful with little ones.
Yeah. Of course you do, yeah.
And they're not terrors, are they?
They didn't mean it. It's the thing children do, isn't it?
And he was probably too young to say sorry.
Yeah, far too young to say sorry.
How old was he?
Probably a year and a half. Yeah, you know. Probably should have said sorry, but.
And they're very strong at that age.
They're very strong, yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's even the grandchild now. She threw a cup the other day as well.
So does it run in the family?
It must run in the family, yeah.
So they good at throwing
things?
I've got
to keep away from cups. Definitely keep away from cups.
Did they like grow up and become cricketers or something? Are they good at throwing things?
No, they grew up out of it. They didn't become good at any sport whatsoever. No.
Can you understand why babies sometimes lash out? They don't mean to hurt.
No, and they could have something wrong with them. ADHD, whatever you call that.
ADHD
or something. People be saying that they're bold and they don't know the situation they're in.
Did you have a family?
No, I never had a family, no. But I know from my friends and people I have.
Did you have nieces and nephews?
No, I have no nieces or nephews either, no.
So it's just you?
It's just me and neighbours and people I talk to. You know, see them in the shop and that, you know.
Very well behaved. Very well behaved.
So yourself, did your child hit you? You have a cut on your forehead and a...
Yeah, I took
happened?
A fall. I took a fall there for the council.
Oh, you fell?
Look, I did lose my teeth or my eyes.
So a child didn't hit you?
No, it looks like that, right.
They never lashed out?
I've heard four of them, no.
You've two kids, 7 and 3. When they were a bit younger, did they throw everything at you? Did they lash out?
Certain things, yeah.
Did they ever try and clobber you?
Yeah.
And did you move out the way in time?
No.
And was it sore?
Depends what to throw at you.
What sort of things did your kids throw at you?
Plates, bowls.
They threw plates at you.
Yeah, well, baby plates, plastic baby plates, if they didn't want to eat their food.
And you've got to be so careful, otherwise the plate or the bowl could fly and the food could go everywhere.
Yeah, very true.
Absolutely everywhere.
Very true, but they're only babies. They do these things.
So they don't understand that they have strength and they can hurt.
Yeah, of course.
So what would you say to parents out there who has a child that does lash out? Is it a temper or is it just a natural thing?
Depending on a different circumstance, it could be aggression, it could be looking for attention, it could be numerous things. They're not getting their own way. Different things.
Do you give in?
Anything for peace.
Really? You'd give in for peace? First opportunity?
Four children, anything for peace.
And how are they now?
Great. Brilliant. Turned out to be lovely kids. One's 20, one's 18. Both set their leaving certs. Both doing well. Yeah, very happy.
So when did they turn lovely?
Turned lovely when they left school.
He's autistic, my child.
This is your
He's
child.
8 years of age. He's autistic. He's in a special needs school. He's starting back tomorrow. But he does lash out a lot and just loaf me and get like out of frustration because he's non-verbal still. But he can't get his words out, you know.
And has he hurt you?
Oh yeah, definitely.
What's he done?
Loafed me straight into the eye socket, and even I touch it after, probably not a black eye now, but I touch it. It's still sore, you
and
know.
Did you get an Andy Murray? Did you get a bleeding nose?
I did, yeah, once, yeah. I did, actually, yeah. And he used to bite me, actually, a few years back. And it's very hard, but he's going back to school tomorrow. That's his third year in that school.
And is he calming down?
Oh, definitely. When he starts school, he'll definitely calm down.
And he loves you?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Daddy's little boy.
What advice would you have to parents out there whose child does lash out?
Well, it's not his problem. I know not to lash out back at him. I try not to even, because if he just laughs, he just really just laughs at me. When I go, if I try to like, if I roar, or if I shout at him, it's not their fault, you know. It's out of frustration. Every child's different, you know.
I was
very good. My nanny reared me when I was a child. But
and what was it like being reared by your nanny?
Oh yeah, I couldn't ask for a better bringing up. It was absolutely brilliant.
And can I ask you, where were your parents?
Well, they were strung out on drugs basically, and my nanny was the only one that had me. She put me through school, put me through everything.
You're very proud of her.
Oh, she's up there looking down on us now.
So she's not with us anymore?
No, she's dead now, 9 years.
But you're hugely proud.
Oh yeah, definitely.
We have your grandchildren here. Tell us about them.
Well, they're normal boys, a bit boisterous, but having said that now, if I tell them to stop doing something, they will. The threat is the bold step, so they will be putting the bold step. Because like, I have complete charge of them when their mum's at school, like she's a teacher. But they haven't lashed out at me or hit me in any way yet.
So they're boisterous but behaved?
Boisterous but behaved, but mostly good.
And how often do you look after them?
5 days a week.
5 days?
A week, yeah. But just because my daughter's a teacher, I only do it Monday to Friday.
So that's tough. You're a mum all over again?
Mum all over again. Only retired there a while ago and doing this. But unfortunately, I have to help her out because of childcare costs. It's
and
very
they
expensive.
Are incredibly high.
What ages are yours, did you say?
I have a 6-month. Year old.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
Boys wreck your house, girls wreck your head.
Are you full of energy now or are you out of energy?
No, full of energy at the moment.
Just pure instinct, maybe.
So just pure instinct. Sometimes the child might hit
might,
you.
Yeah. But it wouldn't be anything serious, no, with a fork or anything like that.
So you didn't have a fork in the forehead?
No. They could scrape you, you know, if you didn't have the nails cut or whatever, you know.
Keen, he would have grabbed me by the cheeks with his nails and
sharp
ripped my
nails.
Cheeks, pulled my hair, slapped me.
Slapped you?
He would have had his moments, yeah, when he wouldn't get his own way. You know, men, I think it starts from a very early
really?
Age.
Really? Do you think it's a kind of man
I don't
thing?
Know, that aggressive kind of... Rawr!